morning. Welcome. Good see. Hell. Good morning. Good morning. Why is he having this round thing? He needs a flat ball. Flat ball.
Ultimate. When I started ultimate frisbee at elementary school, they said it's dangerous. Do not do it.
Good man. I know you're good. In a game, you're gonna get angry.
I will throw just a sec.
What is your strategy to deal with those emotions?
I'm not a coach. I'm a counselor.
This is not boring.
That is the trailer from the award-winning documentary film Ultimate Citizens, which will be presented on April 29th at UAlbany's Page Hall. The New York State Writers Institute partnering with the Refugee and Immigrant Assistance Organization RISE to present a free screening of the film. The movie is beautiful. It's the story of a public school counselor from Iran who organized an ultimate frisbee team of refugees and migrants from many nations to compete in the world's largest youth tournament. You hear in that section of the counselor, who is just amazing in the way he is able to work a room of children, and it is beautiful and uplifting. The director will be at the Albany screening to talk about the film. It is about belonging and resilience that underscores the important ways that newcomers enrich the American experience. To tell us more, we welcome Associate Professor at Rockefeller College at UAlbany, Dr. Susan Appy. Good morning, Susan. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having us.
And we also welcome the Executive Director of RISE, the Refugee and Immigrant Support Services of AMEAS, and Dan Butterworth is here. Thank you very much, Dan, for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, how'd you kids get together and dream this up?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you asked because it is a kind of a neat story and how good partnerships always arise through an idea and a lot of volunteer efforts. And so I really want to underline a partner with RISE and the Writers Institute, the Albany Ultimate Disc Association, which really brought the film to our attention. And so I have a friend who's on the board of that, great friend, and she happens to be my sister-in-law, Beth Malone. And she, in the Ultimate community, there was a lot of buzz about this across the nation, about this documentary, and it was showing at film festivals, but also Ultimate clubs and Ultimate associations were bringing it in. So she thought, given its underlining thread of recognizing, as you mentioned, the role of ultimate in building community, in thinking about how we promote a sense of belonging among newcomers, she reached out to me. And it wasn't a tough sell. We have a current board member, Dan Cotton, who also plays ultimate, so we got him involved. And from there, here we are a week out having the film screening, and we're really grateful to the Writers Institute and the university being great community partners and hosting it and providing the venue.
And as far as RISE, how did you get involved in this?
Well, Susan is one of our board members, as is Dan Cotton, and it was a great opportunity to feature a film that talks about the themes of compassion and empathy and inclusion, which are so important right now in these turbulent times, but especially as we communicate with the Capital Region community about the reason for the work that we're doing and why it is so important that we provide a safe place of welcome for our newcomer community members.
So talk a little bit about RISE and the work that you do.
Yeah. So RISE is a 17-year-old nonprofit organization based here in Albany. Our mission is to support refugees and immigrants to build new lives and thrive in the capital region. And our vision is for our region to become a model community for how we welcome, support, and celebrate our newcomer neighbors. We serve hundreds of families each year through our various programs, English as a New Language, classes for adults, after-school programming for youth, wraparound case management services, employment assistance, and an immigration clinic as well. It's been a really special experience for me, a really heartwarming experience, and I've just fallen in love with the folks that we serve.
For the people you serve, how do they ultimately come to you? I assume there's no, set path, but as far as generally, how did they come to you?
We partner with a lot of other newcomer serving organizations in the area. We partnered for a long time with the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants. That's the refugee resettlement agency in town, and so many other groups that are serving newcomers. So we accept referrals. A lot of it is word of mouth from newcomers themselves, folks who have gone through our programs, learned English with us, and then share that resource with newcomers who are coming after them. So we generally don't do a lot of promotion and marketing because we're at capacity, over capacity most of the time, and always trying to continue to grow the services so that we can accommodate the need.
Just that says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
In other words, we need more.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that we're constantly trying to mobilize different kinds of resources to meet the need. Absolutely.
What brings the need to, especially to this community?
Well, I think, you have the numbers, Dan, in terms of the scope of who we're serving and the number of countries that we're receiving clients, right?
Yes. So in the past year, RISE served families from 90 different countries who spoke 45 different languages. Just that multiculturalism and diversity is incredible in and of itself for a region our size. But we are pretty much in line with national percentages as far as the percentage of foreign-born individuals who are residing in the region, which is at an all-time high, the highest level since the 1890s. Migration trends across the globe are at their highest point ever recorded. And so there's no wonder that, with so many folks on the move, I think globally over 300 million people are now residing in countries where they were not born. That need for safety, security, opportunity just keeps growing. And as a Capital Region native and someone who's a very proud Capital Region booster, I'm so excited to be able to share the resources of our community with those who are arriving.
I'm guessing here, but it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure this out. But the safety and security has changed its face in say the last 5 years.
Yeah, for sure, it definitely has. Well, it's changed in the last few months.
Right. Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does that add to it?
It definitely complicates our work. Since Inauguration Day, we have had to retool a number of our programs, increase our security protocols, work with a lot of our community partners to help them do the same, and then work with our clients and community members to help address the fear and anxiety that they are experiencing. Sometimes we have answers, sometimes we don't, and that part is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But we're trying to do our work as normally as possible for as long as possible, because it's the right thing to do, both from a humanitarian perspective, but also from the perspective of our region. Our newcomers are helping to drive our economic growth, our population growth. Over the last 10 years, newcomers have accounted for all of our population growth over the last decade, which was about 2.2%, and it's directly attributable. The folks we're serving are our future business leaders and elected officials and community leaders, school board members, this generation and those that come after. So we keep doing the work, even though it's become more complicated.
Susan, give us a sense, has it impacted your job and what you do as well?
In my capacity at the university at Albany, yeah, for sure. I mean, we are all taking a close look at what's happening. And some of my students, international students in particular, which are a huge part of the higher ed system in the U.S., certainly are concerned. And some have been directly impacted through certain scholarships being abruptly terminated, and of course the concerns that we're seeing in the news around revokings of visas. I think there's a lot of students on edge for sure.
This the film that's going to be shown, this is fascinating because this addresses all of these issues in a way that it doesn't really directly address all of these issues.
Right.
That is so true, and I want to underline one of the really important parts is that Jamshid, the coach, came to the U.S. to study, to study in our amazing university system, right? And ended up staying, right? And it really highlights him as an immigrant, as a now Iranian American, the contributions that he's making in his community, which I think is so important. And then you have the story of him serving and creating this space of community and building belonging and a sense of belonging. And so I think hitting on some of that, what we're seeing is really important to underline.
And then comes in Ultimate Frisbee.
Yes, which is also so interesting. I don't know. Do you play? I actually don't play. But I've learned a lot. And by watching this film, you can learn a lot.
Do I look like I play?
I didn't want to make any assumptions. I did not want to make any assumptions. But it really is, that's an interesting part of it. And my colleagues, you know, the partners here would really want to underline that because their goal, the Albany Ultimate Disc Association, is to increase the interest and foster the sport, right? And the sport itself is really interesting. It's not played with refs, right? So an underlining theme of the youth playing this is learning how to resolve conflict, right? Learning the empathy that was already mentioned. And so I think that's really an important layer of the story.
The director of the film will be present,
yeah,
at the event. How did that come about? And will be a Q&A, which I assume will foster an interesting discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have a talk back with Francine Strickwarda, and then we'll have... She will accompany a panel. We have a representative, Deb Lee, from the Ultimate Community. Dan will be there from RISE, and it will be moderated by a teacher and someone from the Ultimate Community, because also in the film, an underlining theme is the importance of education and schools in terms of supporting our newcomers. We're really excited to have Francine. She has been speaking to a lot of different audiences, and her story, this film took several years to make, and I think she left making the film, and of course we'll talk more with her, finding the story really compelling, and for all the reasons we've already underlined, and really admiring Jamshid's drive and contributions to the children and the families. It goes beyond just the children that he has on his team.
Just for those, I set it up a little bit, but the film is fascinating of how this counselor comes in and works with the students and ultimately, thank you. Tries to works with the students, and I said in working with a room. Working a room of being able to go through and just to connect almost instantaneously with these young people, and they are attracted to him like a magnet, and that is such as his charisma, his personality, but then there's so much more to it as well.
He really does, from the film, have a commanding presence, but this caring presence, right? I think, you know, when you watch the film, you hear him say often, "I'm so glad you're here," to the kids, which I think is so compelling. It gives me chills saying it because I think we all need to hear that on occasion, but certainly our newcomers, right? The newcomer families and these kids need to hear that. And I think that, for me, really is a descriptor of who he is.
And don't we need to say that more in the community as a whole?
Yeah.
We do, yeah. I think in the Capital Region, we have some great resources. And, I mean, one of the themes, in addition to inclusion and empathy that this film explores, is also just the power of dedicated public educators and how much that means to youth, newcomer or native-born. So that was one of my big takeaways and a good reminder. In Albany, we have a really great program that it works towards a lot of these same goals that we see explored in this film. The City School District of Albany, about 10 years ago, created a program specifically for newcomer students, those who have arrived within the last 2 years, and it's now the Albany International Academy. This is where RISE hosts its after-school program for 65 or 70 newcomer youth. And that program was prescient, just with the number of newcomers, the number of English language learners that are arriving in the community, for them to provide those dedicated and specialized supports so that kids can learn, grow, and integrate into the community.
That's a wonderful, I mean, that must be very rewarding to see that. But as you say, there is that heartbreaking element, too, of how much there is and how much work there is to do. We're going to, I just want to remind folks that you can see the film Ultimate Citizens on April 29th at Page Hall. The time of the event is
7 p.m.
7 p.m. You can find out more if you go to nyswritersinstitute.org. You'll also have it on your website, which is RISES?
www.risse-albany.org.
RISSE-Albany.org, and you can find out more information about the event. April 29th, Page Hall in Albany, New York State Writers Institute partnering with RISE to present this free screening with a Q&A with the director of the film. Susan and Dan, thank you so much for being with us. What an absolute delight to speak with you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Have a beautiful event. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Again, you can find out more by going to rise-albany.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.